This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. This is number 72 in the series. Let's take about 10 minutes to review the week ending September 12th here in Franklin, Mass. Hurricane Earl has already faded into memory. Labor Day and 9/11 have come and gone. Importantly, this week is the first full week of school that begins on Monday. So what should you know from the past week? The Finance Committee met on Tuesday, previewing some of the topics for the Town Council meeting that was held on Wednesday. The major action item for their discussion was the proposal for taking $140,000 to move from the debt stabilization account, which is no longer required, to move it to a new account for the Delcarte final design and permitting process. The overall presentations to the FinCom and then again Wednesday to the Town Council were lacking. The presentations attempted to keep it short and sweet. It was short, but left too many questions to be asked. It was passed by the FinCom unanimously, but postponed by the Town Council until their meeting on the September 29th. The short story is there are 7 dams and ponds on the Delcarte property that was donated to Franklin several years ago. Because it was donated, we can't use the open space money that's already in the account, but we can use future funds. There was originally a stream running through the property. It was dammed to create several ponds, initially to try as cranberry bogs, and then for a fish hatchery. The dams currently have been breached and no longer hold back the water as they should. 2 of the dams are of size and concern to be registered with the state. Analysis of the work was coordinated over time to figure out how to repair and what the options were to repair the dams. The total exposure is approximately $3 million. It's been reduced to just over $1 million to do the critical and immediate work required. It does not include the creation of hiking trails, which would further enable recreational use of this splendid property within Franklin's boundaries. I had the opportunity during the summer to meet with Franklin's conservation agent, Nick Alfieri, and Conservation Commissioner Jeff Livingstone to walk some of the property to help my own understanding of the problems and opportunities there. There'll be some links in the post on the prior talk or prior postings on the Delcarte property, including links to the full presentation for the Conservation Commission that they heard and the various options associated. My notes for the FinCom meeting on Tuesday will be included in the show notes here. And then moving to the Town Council on Wednesday, amongst the action items were cleanup of some bond authorizations that were no longer needed. And then, of course, the major discussion took place on the Delcarte proposal, which was reported on, and the show notes has the link for you directly to take you there. There was also approval of the public hearing for the Downtown Improvement Project to occur at the next Town Council meeting, September 29th. This will be an important meeting because, again, you'll have both the Delcarte proposal with a presentation and then the public hearing for the Downtown Improvement Project, in particular the vote on underground utilities. That's scheduled also for the 29th. So that'll be a full night on Wednesday, September 29th. The full set of meeting notes for the Town Council meeting are in the links. Also of note for further discussion, the proposed charter changes. Yes, remember those? They were finally approved by the legislature and signed by the governor in time to make the ballot for this November. The text of the changes are included in the show notes, and I'm sure we'll have some further discussion around this as we approach the November election. So what's coming up this week? The Planning Board meets on Monday. Their agenda is available. The School Committee meets on Tuesday. Their agenda is not yet available on their website as I'm preparing this on Sunday. The Franklin Downtown Partnership General Meeting is Thursday morning. The new website will be reviewed with the group to help advertise their new site and to gather input on the Downtown Improvement Project. Stay tuned for the release of a survey question on the one-way versus two-way traffic option being discussed. You'll have a chance to have your say in that matter. As I close this week, Let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. And the music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.